talent is, I know Norman since the day I started. I think he's been around as long as I have. He's the most, probably if there's anyone that I highly recommend, if you ever get an opportunity, he's such a great guy to meet. He was so caring. And just like his content is just the best in the industry. And there's a lot of people try to copy him and try to steal his ideas, but there's only one Norman Hallett. So if you guys give it the opportunity, definitely see Norman. We have Norman here, a CTO for years, but it's great to see him. You had him on the show, David. But let's get right into it. I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, basically the pitfalls in trading. I'm going to talk about how you're going to learn from a veteran trader like me. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I'm going to talk a little bit about how to shadow orders, iceberg orders, all that good stuff. And before we get started, I just quick little disclaimer, just to let everybody know, this is strictly for educational purposes and things change time by time for certain people, you know, different market conditions, but I'm not making any guarantees or warranties. This is specifically for educational purposes only. So please be very smart before you make your trades. Okay. Now, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be inviting all of you at the end of the presentation to come into my week training seminar. And now basically, The trading room, I'm going to show it to you really quick right here. Hopefully everybody can see it. And right now is pretty much a slow time in the market, but everybody here is going to have access to the traders. You can see all the instructors and on the bottom left, these are all our traders in the room. And we do live commentary, first hour of the open, last hour of the close. But I want to waste your time. You know, I want to kind of give you a quick little 50 minutes of what you're going to learn and see what's going on in there, because everybody wants to trade, but honestly, not everyone is really qualified to trade. And we don't want to waste your time, nor do we want to waste our time. So let's go over and let me show you a little bit more about what we're going to be doing and see if trading's for you. Now, just a quick little intro about myself, who I am and why I'm here. Like I said, I've been a prop trader for over 5 years, and then I was a market maker, and then also been teaching people over 30 years. I started one of the first independent schools in the industry. We're endorsed by pretty much every brokerage firm in the industry, Thinkorswim, TradeStation, Tastyworks, I can go on and on and on. Schwab, done so many presentations for them. And the reason why they want you to be educated is because you know when people blow up their accounts and they don't want you to blow up your account. They want you to, the acquisition cost for a client is very expensive and they come to people like us because we could teach you how to be successful at it or more or less survive, you'd be a client there forever. So that's basically what we do. Now, how I got started into the education business, I think this is one of the greatest questions people ask. Fausto, if you're such a great teacher, a trader, why do you teach? Are you one of these people trying to make money on training and this and that? Well, let me be clear on it. First of all, to train someone is a lot of work, okay? I don't know about you, but college is not free. Okay. No. And you don't want anybody to teach you for free because that's all it's worth. Why I'm here is this. I'm looking for traders I could teach to be part of my trading room. The way I've learned to be a successful trader is that if you surround yourself with great traders, you become a good trader. You surround yourself with bad traders, you're going to be a bad trader. You know, my dad always taught me, you want to be rich, hang out with rich people. You want to go to jail, hang out with people who go to jail all day long. And I learned very well over the years, and that's how things became, you know, and why I'm here today. So what I'm looking for is I want to teach you the art of intraday trading, day trading, a little bit more on the swing trading side, and see why people make big failures. Now, I'm not going to teach you about the winners, okay? I'm not going to be these guys punching my chest and tell you how great I am and show you some 200-300% winners because they work today, and I'll be happy to show them to you. It's not about the winners that make you successful, it's the losers, okay? It's the losers you got to know how to control. Losing is a good thing because if you know why you lose, you're not going to do it again, okay? That's why, NASDAQ, you know, has me do presentations for them, you know, these big brokerage firms all over. Because if you know what you're doing, and once again, you could do this for the rest of your life, especially, you know, if you're in your 50s and 60s and, you know, maybe you're a grandma and grandpa, or maybe Social Security is not paying enough, or maybe you just got laid off your job. And like, you know what, COVID changed everything. And people are like, wow, nobody's going to the office anymore. Working from home is pretty cool. And yeah, it is. And I've been doing it for almost 25 years. And let me tell you, the market's not going anywhere. Okay. Even though right now we are down over 500 points on the NASDAQ, whatever goes, on the New York, whatever, on the Dow, whatever goes up, you can make money going shorting. Now, at the end of the presentation, too, I'm going to give everyone a free copy of my book. Now, this has been published by Wiley, one of the most well-known publishing companies in the industry, and it's called How to Beat Market Makers of Their Own Game. So at the end of the presentation, I'll give you access to that QR code. By the way, does everybody have their phone with them? Everybody have their phone? Because if you don't, get it out because you're going to need it, all right? Because I'm going to give you a QR code how to get it, all right? Now, how did I get here? Listen, I don't want to bore you with the history about me, but I think it's my failure that made my success. And I failed because I was those ignorant people out there that try to trade, think I know what I was doing. And you know what? I blew up two accounts. And and you're going to see a lot of speakers are going to say the same thing. I think sometimes you have to fail before you could succeed. But the difference between what I did and why 90% of the people fail is because eventually I went out there and I said, you know what? You can't learn on your own. Maybe I should go work for somebody. And you know, back in the day, you didn't have the opportunity you had today. So I took a job on Wall Street to learn how to be a professional trader. And let me tell you what I learned on the first day on the job. Should have never made my first trade. And you're going to see that today. You're going to see that I'm going to show you that everybody here has been focused on the past and it's time to focus on the future. And the future is, where are those orders? And that's what makes things change. So you have two great photos here. You got a picture of my family I love to share. Been married for over 25 years. I think the reason why is because, you know, I had the opportunity to spend time with my family. And then hopefully you'll be like the family on the right, which you could see right there. These people are just like you. You got border control people, engineers, pharmacists, teachers, first responders. These people are just like you. And trust me, it's never too late to learn. And that's the best part about trading. So there's the link really quick. And I'm going to have that link showing up all at the next couple of slides. It's a $9 trial. I'm not looking to kill anybody. I'm just seeing to make sure you're a real person. Okay. So if you want to join my trading for a week, I'm going to keep it up there because I'm only allocating. I'm giving you one last promotion. I'm going to be able to give everybody a free coaching class for with me personally for the first 20 people that do register. All right. So right there in the bottom left-hand corner, if you have your phone, you could sit there and scan them. Now, with that said, now you know a little bit about me. Could everyone just tell me a little about themselves? Okay. I want to make sure everybody's following along. Could you tell me, are you new to trading? Are you doing this for a year? Are you less than a year, 3 years, 5 years? Julie says she's brand new. That's great. That means you got no bad bad habits. 3 years, brand new. Okay. Anyone else? Guys, don't be shy. There's over 100 people in here. Everyone should be, no one's going to embarrass anybody. And you've been doing about 3 years. Okay. Good. New. Okay, so we got a lot of new people here. Three years and gave up. Okay, wow. Well, you didn't give up because you're here right now, so that's a good thing. All right. Now, my next question is this. The ones that answer this question, just tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you making money? Are you losing money? I mean, I know someone there just said he's losing, he quit. But are you breaking even? Honestly, how are you doing? Because you got to be honest with yourself. All right, when you're trading, the reason why you're here is the main reason is if you're not honest with yourself, you cannot be honest on your trades. Losing, lost more than your profits. Okay, losing money. I'm starting to seem to be a little consistent from somebody here. And he made about over six figures in the bull market, lost 70 in the bear market. Okay, still losing. Okay, well, listen, good traders never stop learning. That's one thing I always learn. I learn something new by being at some of these presentations all the time. Secondly, if you're losing money, that is what I'm going to focus on. Okay. Listen, remember what I just told you. Every single person wants to focus on the winners. When's the last time someone taught you about the losers? Wouldn't it be nice to see why and how to stop and control losers? Listen, I say losing is a good thing because if you know why you did it, you're not going to do it again. Now, this week is going to be a very big earnings week. Okay. Not including you got the Fed meeting that's going on today, which obviously is not looking too well in the market. And then you have it tomorrow. So there's a lot of news. Uber came out news today. You got DraftKings. You can look at that little chart right there. There's a lot of earnings coming out, not including the Fed rate. Fit, Apple's coming out. Lyft's coming out. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities. Now, some of you here are probably wondering, how do you know you know, how to interpret good earnings, bad earnings, all that good stuff. We're going to talk about it. Okay. And you know what the number one thing you have to learn of being a good trader? It's not about, you know, about the brand name stocks. It's about low risk, high reward. Okay. Did you guys see the stock top this week? You can go on our YouTube channel. You could go on our Twitter feed. We were trading the stock before it made a big move. Hold on, let me get my little pointer out here because I can follow along. There we go. There's my little dot. Top, yeah, you saw that? Yeah, it was yesterday you saw it? My God, we were trading this thing since last week. Great Runner went from like $7 to about $200. HUDI, I mean, look at these. These are all intraday stocks. Look at this thing. $4, $13, $10, $17, $5 to $40. This is all in one day, all right? Now, there's a lot of stocks that are moving in the market. The question is, and I have a question to you to ask everybody. How does a stock go from 10 to 17 in an hour? Can anybody take a guess on that? What drove that stock to go up 7 points in 1 hour? And, you know, what actually drove that? Inside of trading? Okay. Anyone else? Demand? Okay. I think we're getting somewhere. Anyone else? No one wants to take a shot at it? Listen, if you can't answer this question, don't mind me being a very abrasive and very rude. You should quit trading right now. If you cannot answer this question, okay, other than just sitting there and watching other people, you're wasting your time. You're wasting our time. You're wasting your time, more importantly, okay? A short squeeze, the market, volatility. How about buyers and sellers? How about that? There was no news on the stock, okay? It's all about buyers and sellers. Now, let me tell you something. Here's another stock, HUDI, went from $4 to right in the close, went to 14. Let's think about this for a second. 70% of all these stocks that go up and down is being controlled by high frequency trades, algorithms, and institutional trading. Now, you everybody have your phone? Because remember, you could always scan that thing right there whenever you're ready to see this live, because I'm going to let you guys to come in for one whole week because we don't make up this crap, okay? And I want to waste your time or waste my staff's time. Or when you do a coaching class with me, I don't want you to waste my time. But if you could see 70% of where all the buyers and sellers are, how much better and smarter trading decisions would you make? You know, you hear about these stocks of 450% GD, and this is all within the past week. Forget about last week, the month before that. I mean, even today, you had a couple of stocks right here that made some big moves. Which ones? Lex. This one made a big move today, right here. Look at this thing. 9 o'clock this morning, went from $1 all the way to $2.60. There was another one here too that made a big move. There was Lex. There was a couple of them that moved. They all backed off. Some of them backed off. TIRX moved up pretty nicely. But these are the stocks from yesterday. Now, getting back to the trading, what makes these? This one was up 31% tops. This thing was unbelievable. This thing was just like just ridiculous how crazy this thing went. Now, how do we know when to trade and when not to trade? Now, what I do is this: the way I teach my traders is that we only work the first hour and the last hour. That's it. Sometimes you'll get some movement in the middle of the day, okay? But most of the action is happening right at the gate. We also do a lot of pre-market trading. We start trading roughly around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. We open up our trading room. Some of you here have never even been in a pre-market market, but we're going to cover that. You know, we talk about that. So listen, for everyone here, you think this is a full-time job. It's not a full-time job. It's really a part-time job, you know? And you don't got to be here every day. You know, hey, listen, what am I doing right now? I could be trading. Because I am always looking to find and teach people, because I'm sick and tired seeing people lose money. It's just a very negative thing when people says, you know what, why am I losing money? Why am I making this mistake? It just, you know, it just makes it harder. Now, finding them, a lot of people always ask, what is your crystal ball? Well, guess what? My crystal ball is the same crystal ball you have. All I do is I work off the big percentage gainers and losers. You have to understand something. I don't care what the company does. I don't want to know what it does. It doesn't matter. You know what does matter? Less risk, more reward. 50% of the traders fail just on trading a stock they shouldn't have been in the first place. Big spreads, very, very big volatility, no dominating orders out there. I mean, you got to know how to trade that first. You listen, anyone could buy a stock. you know, but everyone could lose money in a stock, right? So wouldn't you think you should, before you buy it, make sure that worst case scenario, if you're on the wrong side, you could even sell it, and making sure there are buyers out there? You probably didn't even know that. Do you even know what a tier size is? Did you know that some people are only interested in buying 100 shares or 10 shares? And meanwhile, you think everyone's out there buying the same amount of shares? It does not work that way. 50%, once again, fail on that alone. Now, question you probably ask is, how do you basically find them? How do you trade them? Well, I'm going to talk about three very important tools: level 2, level 3, and level 4. These are the three tools that drive stocks, that you could see how stocks go up and go down. Now, think about this for a second. We're going to get into the fun part about the trading now. How much better and smarter trading decisions would you make if I could show you where 70% of the buyers and sellers are? Now, listen, I'm not making this crap up, okay? I'm one of the original traders who started this whole industry. When I started, it was about three schools. Actually, Norman Howe was one of them, was around when I started, but he was doing more psychology. But the thing you have to understand is that it's buyers and sellers that drive the stock. So most of you here are focused on the past. It's time to focus on the future. The future is, just because you see a support level in the past is not always indicative of the future. So you got to make sure those orders are out there. Now let's start off with level 2 really quick. Who here has level 2 quotes? Who here has it? No one here has level 2 quotes. Just give me a yes or no. That's all I ask. Andy, you have it. Yes, 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 yes. One person doesn't have it. Okay. So for the ones that don't have it, don't understand, let me explain what it is, and then you'll know why this is obsolete and why the other ones are most important. So let me just go over this. This is the buyers, okay? And these are the sellers. The buyers are the bid. The ask is the sellers. Now you have three columns. The first column is a four-letter abbreviation of a brokerage firm or an exchange. New York Stock Exchange, Goldman Sachs, New York, NASDAQ, EDGX is all exchanges and brokerage firms. So you're seeing what that stock is trading at that exchange or at that brokerage firm's firm. The second column tells you the price they want to buy for. And the third column tells you how many shares they want to buy. Now, whoever wants to buy for the most amount of money is up on top. Whoever wants to buy for less money is down at the bottom. The problem with level 2, it's been outdated since 2000. That's a waste of time. It's nice. You see things blinking lights. You see the thing moving, but it's really obsolete. It doesn't give you the full depth of the market. Okay. And what exactly does that mean? Well, maybe this slide will kind of explain it. Does anybody here have NASDAQ Book Viewer? Anybody here have this? NASDAQ Book Viewer. A lot of no's. Okay. So let me just bring something up here for you. All right. This is our website. All right. So right here in the bottom, I'm going to be on next week at NASDAQ. I've been a regular guest there for several years. And NASDAQ wants me to come there to teach all of you how to trade on the exchange. Okay. First of all, why would NASDAQ want Fausto? Because they know we do a really good job. And, you know, and they know that we explained it very well. And I'm going to explain it to you in detail. So I would assume everybody here should watch the video or watch my live event with them. But you should be getting this software. Okay. This is going to show you about 50% of the volume that trades in the market. Let that sink into your head. 50% of every buyer and every seller is going to be shown right on this. Now, let me explain something to you. When I started to get a seat on the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, first of all, I had to pay $1,000 a month for this data. Okay. Today, it costs $15. Let me show you what you're seeing here. You're seeing the same exact thing that we see in level 2. We see the buyers and we see the sellers. But what you're seeing is you're seeing the depth to market. You're seeing every single buyer that wants to buy GM at what price and how many shares. You're seeing everything from the top to the bottom. When you look at the level 2, you're only seeing, let me clear this out really quick. You're only seeing this right here, the highest buyer and the highest seller. So here you're seeing a 700 share and a 200 share, a 700 share buyer, 200 share seller. But you're not seeing all the bigger orders down there. You're not seeing down the depth, okay? And I'm going to get into detail about this because it's going to make a lot more sense as we go along. Let me just change the slide here and talking about it. All right. So how do you use this data? Now, we're looking at a stock, PACW. Now, PACW, went from $10 and came all the way down to $8.50. Now, what happened when it hit $8.50? It started going back up in less than an hour, a little bit more than an hour, ran to $13. Now, why did it stop at $8.50? Why didn't it stop at $8? Why didn't it stop at $9? Why did it pick $8.50 out of every number out there? Oh, maybe it's a good luck number. Listen, it has nothing to do with it. What has to do, if you look here on the book viewer, you'll notice there's a 61,000 share buyer that's sitting there at $8.50, okay? Now, there are buyers at 600 shares, 700 shares, 1,000 shares, 100 shares. You're talking 61,000, all right? You're literally talking almost $500,000 worth of stock, okay? How many of you here put a $500,000 into an idea? How about this? I'll even answer that question for you. Zero, all right? But wouldn't it be nice to see those big orders out there, where they are in the future? Okay. Because if you knew he was out there, guess what? You could have been out there and bought it with him and could have made yourself several dollars on that trade. Here's a stock on a resistance levels. Okay. Here's a REVN. Look at this stock. Goes from $14, starts this morning, goes all the way up to $15.10. And then, I don't know, by around 11 o'clock, decides to stop and boom, it goes down to $14.80. Why would it stop out of every single number of 15? Why did it stop at 1470? Why did it go to $16 like Mr. Fibonacci said so? Why did it stop at 14860 like Mr. Bollinger Band said so? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what you see here on the NASDAQ book viewer. There's a 43,000 share seller and a 30,000 share seller between 510 and 511. You're talking close to 75,000 shares, fellow traders. You're telling me you're going to buck the trend and think you know more than all those orders out there? And let me tell you, that 43,000, that's 36 orders out there. There's not one person. And not only is it people in cahoots with each other. So everyone out there has a default order out there. So what are you going to do? You're going to buck the trend and like, that doesn't mean anything. I like the company. I own the car. I'm a big green guy. I want to buy an EV. I love it. Okay, great. No problem. I get it. But when you get your personal feelings involved, that's how you get yourself beat up. Because it doesn't matter what you think, it's what the street thinks. Now, what happens when stocks break support levels and break resistance levels? So let's go check out a stock, BBIO. Could everyone tell me, looking at this stock right here, what is the trend of this stock? What's the trend? Up, down, sideways? You could say bear. All right, I'll take that. I'm going to repeat this one more time. You cannot answer this question. You should quit trading. I am doing you a favor. Please don't take it the wrong way. It's not a complicated question, okay? Just nobody can read anybody's question. Just read it. Down, 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 down. Okay, congratulations. You just passed the first grade in trading, okay? The stock is going down. Now, here's a $64,000 question. You own the stock at 18. You're going crazy. You're like, oh my God, stock's down to 60. What do? Do I take a loss now? Do I sell it? What do we need the stock to go up? What could drive the stock to go higher? What do we need, everyone? Okay, there you go. Buyers, you know what? Dave, I'm getting really excited because this got to be one of the most active groups that I had, in your event a long time. Looks like everyone's really getting serious right now. That's great. Okay, good. You need buyers. Congratulations. Exactly. Do you see buyers on a chart? No. What do you need? You got to go here and look at the book viewer and we'll notice. We're going to look at the buy side and we're going to look for big block orders, what we call iceberg orders. And right around here at 1550, you could see there's a 22,000 share buyer, a 10,000 share buyer, 5,000. Listen, there are 500 shares, 200 shares, 100 shares. That's pretty substantial right around about that 1550 price range. All right. 10,000, 20,000, it's almost close to 30,000 shares. So what are we doing? Following them. And what happens when it hit that big buyer out there? When it came all the way down from 18 and came to 1550, it hit it, went up. And you're like, wow, I had almost several hours to figure that out. And no wonder why the stock went up to 17. It was because of the buyers, fellow traders. That's it. There's no explanation other than that. Let's look at LCID, another stock that we traded. Let's just scrap out every crazy indicator of heat map. News service, indicate everything. Let's just go right to the exchange, okay? Because this is how I was trained. Everything else is window dressing. What happens when you see a big seller of 67,000 and 20,000 sitting here between $8 and $7.99? What do you think could possibly happen, fellow traders? Oh, sorry about that. Looks like some of you guys are clicking. If you hear that ding, that's basically people are scanning to kind of join that webinar, that trial. It should go down, right? I mean, that is resistance. It's almost like common sense, right? Well, guess what? What does the chart tell you? Is this going down? I mean, this looks like it's going higher. But we now see what you're looking at is the past. We just looked at the future. And just think about, wow, you could actually see those orders. Well, guess what? If you didn't see those orders and you didn't have a game plan, now you convert a winner to a loser. Or maybe you gave away a nice profit to a lesser profit. How many times has that happened to you? Think about this. How much smarter and better trade decision would you have made if you were able to see those orders out there? Okay. Now, don't take my word for it. I live here in New York. You know, I was trained by some of the best traders in the world. This is the financial capital of the world. Okay. What do you think these people are doing on the floor? They want to see what everyone else is doing. Oh, look, it's Goldman Sachs looking to get out of LCID. I know that guy. Last time he went out there, he's the one that traded 67,000 shares of it. Meanwhile, I'm only looking to buy a couple of hundred. I think I'm gonna question him? That's how people blow up their accounts. And that's why you need to follow iceberg orders. You need to follow these orders because I came up with this word after watching the movie The Titanic. And we all know how that story ended. Didn't work out too well for them. And you don't want to hit an iceberg. You just want to know where they are because it's almost impossible to survive when a ship hits it. Now, the next question people ask me is, okay, how do we know these are live orders? I heard about it. How do we know we fake orders? Well, listen, this is what I'll do. When you scan that little corner and you come to my trading room, I'll go find one and we'll use your money and we'll see how fake it is. Okay. Now, can someone cancel an order? Anyone could cancel anything. You could cancel something. But you think someone's going out there and trying to like, ooh, let's try to trap David or Mike from Chicago. Let's try to sneak in, make him buy his 100 shares. I'm going to go out there and put 50,000, make him think I'm going up. They're not that stupid. They're going to take that chance. And regarding about spoofing and other things, people come up, that's illegal. You think they really want to get fined millions of dollars? They have these bots out there. They have these algorithms. They can find exactly if anyone does anything. All right. Now the next question people always ask is, how much does that book viewer cost? Because that sounds like a pretty cool tool, right? It costs $15. That's it. $15. Why would you not want to spend $15 to buy something that's going to show you 50% of the volume? It's beyond me. You know, it's beyond me. And NASDAQ wants you. Listen, they don't make money on $15. They lose money on this. Their employees at work, they, of course, make between 100 and a half a million. You think they need your $15? Okay. Now, you could get this with your online broker too. They do offer it. But you know what? Sometimes just get a standalone, just play around with it. It kind of works out. All right. Now, and basically that's all it costs. And you can cancel whenever you want. Now, listen, I don't work for NASDAQ. I don't make money on this. I don't care about it. I'm solely telling you the tools that you need and tools you don't. Listen, everyone's saying, oh, you got to buy this for $197. You got to pay $600. It's 15 stupid dollars, please. Give me a break. All right. It's basically less than a quarter a day, probably. Now, can we use this towards options? I know we have some options traders in there and swing traders. Of course you could. Obviously, you got to remember, it's the movement of the stock that makes an option move. So if you want to be a good options trader, wouldn't you think you need to see what's happening with the stock first? Because that's why they call it an option, right? And there's so many ways of trading options, but when you just trade the stock, it's just basically black and white. Because you didn't have a game plan, like even on coin, when you have 62,000 shares, look what ended up happening. Hits that resistance and comes right back down to 62. Ends up being a disaster. Now, let me talk about a couple other things. If you really thought that level 3 is pretty cool, wait till you see level 4. All right. Now, level 4 is more of a heat map. Now, I know a lot of us here, you might think like, oh, I looked at this numbers, they move pretty quickly and so on. Well, guess what? There's a platform out there which will teach you if you come to our workshop for a week, and you'll see it more on a heat map version. And not only that, but you'll get to see other exchanges. Remember, there's traders that go off on NASDAQ, but there's someone in New York, there's someone in CBOE. So you basically have them aggregated in one platform. Let's take a look at Apple really quick. All right. Now look at this example right here. Apple started at 9:30 this morning, right? And this is all pre-market. And you notice this big red line? There was somebody out there from 8:30 in the morning until 9:30. And he was out there selling it. And then once the market opened up, you could see the person put more orders out there. So what's happening right here is this. You see these lines right here? These are orders, okay? These are limit orders that are out there. Right now, there was a limit order at 167. There's a green ball. That means a guy bought it, went higher. The next biggest seller is with 36,000 shares, right around 167.50. And then you have 188,000 share seller at 168. Now let's think about this, fellow traders. If you own a lot of stock at 166 and you're coming to 188,000 share seller on Apple at 168, what do you want to do? Do you want to buy more? Do you want to hold on to it? Or would you want to sell it? What would you want to do? Damn right. You're damn right, everyone, because look what ended up happening. It went all the way there. And if you didn't have a game plan and you didn't have a strategy to get out, look what ended up happening. It sat there all day and never broke it, never broke it. And then more sellers came out and more sellers came out and more sellers came out. Let's look at LCID. Here's a big seller right here for 66,000 shares. He's been out there since 10 o'clock. It's been 15 minutes. Stock's making a nice little trend up there. And what happens is that it got there, came down. It hit it again, came down. Hit it again, came down. There was a 97,000 share seller and another 29,000 share seller out there. I mean, like, what do you think is going to happen when you get to a big iceberg order? And he's been out there all day. Let's check out BBAI. Remember the AI stocks? They were doing moving pretty well. Look at this stock. And we all know they took a big hit lately. Beautiful stock. Started about 1025. Things starting to trend up. It's at 270. It's at 316. You go now all of a sudden, this big seller showed up around 1045 for about 123,000 shares. What do you think happens when it gets there? Look at it. Starting to trend down. Not only that, but he knew he couldn't get out. And he's like, damn it, I can't get anybody. I'm trying to sell it. Now it's starting to go down. What did he do? He lowered his offer from 330. He went to 315. And you see how the stock keeps going down? If you didn't know he was out there before he pulled that order and you showed up too late, guess what? You threw away more of a profit. Here's another stock, ALLR. This is a really cool one. This is called the ladder effect. Look at this red line. Look at this buyer out here. Look on NASDAQ book viewer. There's a 100,000 share buyer. Okay, at $1.17, right? See that big red line? He's been out there since 9:35 to 9:55. Look what happened to the stock, how it goes up. What happened here is this. Not only he wanted to buy it, now we're at 9:55, a new buyer shows up, right? Look at that. For 84,000, let me show you right here, let me draw it here. It's right here for 84,000 and 49,000, right? And then, so basically a new seller showed up. What do you think is going to happen to the price of the stock, fellow traders? You think it's going up or going down? What do you think the stock's going to do? With a big buyer on the bid. What do we learn? How do stocks go up? Supply and demand. What do you have? A big demand. All right. Now we're at 170. We're at $2. Another 50,000 share buyer showed up. Look at that. We still got that big buyer, 117. This buyer actually canceled his order and he upticked. Meaning he says, you know what? I'm not going to get it 170. He wanted to pay more for it. And look what ended up happening. He canceled. He bid it up. He ran the stock all the way up to a price of 210. Here you are. You sold the stock right around $1.20. And look at it. Already ran a dollar in less than an hour. Okay. Now, did you need a Fibonacci to tell you that? Did you need a MACD, a 200 moving long average, an RSI? I mean, look at all these buyers right here. Big, big block buyers. I don't see big block sellers out there. Ooh, 15,000. That scares me. I don't know. I'd rather be on the 100,000, 51,000 share buyer than this guy here at 115,000. Now, does that seem complicated, fellow traders? Does that seem complicated? Good, because they also do it on stocks like Tesla. Okay. Tesla, you could see right here, 164. It's going on a nice trend up, right? Now, let's look at Tesla. Without looking at anything else, there's 165,000 share buyer, 200,000 shares. Look at those numbers, 200,000, 63,000, 68,000, I mean, 61, I meant, 31,000, 32,000. Do you see any of those big orders on the offer? I don't. Look at that now, and I put that on a heat map. 384,000 shares showed up from 930. We're already at 938. What's that stock? What do you think is going to happen to the stock? Do you have any idea what 400,000 shares, let's say on the average, times 165 comes out to be? You're damn right, Julian, because it's all about supply and demand. That's why you got to get your phone. You got to scan that QR code on the left and pay the lousy stinking $9 so I know exactly who you are. And join the training room. Let me show it to you live. Let me show it to you live, because everyone out there, and I want you to remember this. Next time you lose on the trade, always remember it says, you know, Fausto told me, you know, being here at Timing Research, that there are big block orders out there from institutions, algorithms, stuff like that. And I think I've basically been victimized by it, not knowing that he was out there. So you're going out there doing a trade and you have absolutely no idea of who you're competing against. Because look what happened to the price of the stock. It ran all the way to 168. So from 930 to 945, you could have made yourself a nice little $3. Now, granted, I like to trade Tesla, to be honest with you, because why I got to go risk $165 and don't tell me because you could trade the options. You know, I'd rather trade stocks with less risk, more reward, you know, like the stock LXEH and all these good things and stuff like that. But you just got to have a game plan. And that's what drives this stock up here. That's what makes these things go up and go down. All right. Now, I'm going to repeat this one more time. Did I lose anybody? I only trade futures. Does it apply? Actually, it does apply, but I don't trade futures. But once again, if you really want to know who teaches it, there's only about one or two people that are very good at it that I would recommend. Just email me at Fausto@CTU Corp. Listen, if you're looking to find a good, look, you have great, listen, Dave brought some great presenters here. Okay. So he wouldn't waste his time and waste your time if he didn't think that they were worth having them present here. But listen, there's some great presenters here, you know, but there's only a couple of people I know that use level four when it comes to options, futures. Listen, it helped you just swing trades, all that cryptocurrency it works for. What else does it work for? Crypto, futures. I don't think it works for Forex, though. I don't think there's no data on that. All right. So here's the big thing. CyberTrade University, I assume that I recommend all of you do your homework. Okay. CyberTrade University has a 5-star rating on Google. Here, I'll bring it up and show you. Here it is. 4.9, right? Go look at the reviews. Okay. We have an A+ rating at the Better Business Bureau. This is almost impossible that someone could have that big of a rating being in business for 30 years. The reason why I didn't get a perfect five is I had a competitor that got so jealous and wrote something nasty and you can't take it off. That's really the truth. But we're endorsed by every brokerage firm. Look at this. eSignal, Schwab, Tastyworks, TradeStation, Thinkorswim, TD Ameritrade, Ninja, NASDAQ. This is just to name the big brands. There's so many other ones that we do business with. And let me tell you, they would never want me to present for you if they felt like I was going to do no justice for you. But if you want to learn, you got to learn how to play the game. All right. So what I want to do is I want to invite every single one of you to come into my trading room and see if this stuff really does work. Listen, I know we had a bunch of people that registered already, but I'm going to put that QR code there again. And I got the link up there. But listen, I'm not asking for you to break the bank. Go out there. I just need to know who you are. We just don't invite anyone to the trading room because we don't know who you are, where you came from. We do a little questionnaire. Want to get to know a little bit more about you. So, and we're not going to hit anybody for some fees 1 week later. Listen, I don't need your money. Okay. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for traders that want to make a high 5-6-figure salary. Okay. And the only way I make money is if I can teach you how to look at it. You'll give good content in the room. That's really how I work, because sometimes the reason why I'm always looking for new traders is I teach them and they move on and they end up doing, you know, they start their own schools, they start their own trading room. But so I'm always looking to look for new traders. So there's a QR code. Just grab your phone, right? Grab your phone. Just scan that QR code. It's $9. I'm not asking for a lot of money. All I'm asking for is you tell me a little bit about you so I know who you are. Now, this is what you're going to get with it. We do an alert service. You'll get it on your phone. You can access the trading room right from your phone. We give we do alerts every morning and also over the course of the day. We open up 9:45 Eastern and we go up to 5 o'clock. So no matter where you are in the world, I know some people can be watching this recording. You can always access the trading room whenever you want. Also, going to give you a couple of workshops we're going to throw in there. We're going to go into a little more detail about how to set up level three, how to set up your defaults. Also how to read level four a little bit more. Listen, I can only teach you so much in 40 minutes, but you got a few hours of workshops right there, which is awesome. And I'm going to give you hundreds of hours of our traders talk. We do a Q&A every week in our trading room. So if you need help with time and sales, you need help with, you know, how to find these stocks, exits and entries, we're going to throw that in there too. So that's going to come along with it. Now, why would I give all this stuff away so cheap? Well, the thing is this, like I said, to train someone's a lot of work, okay? But a lot of you get a little nervous to get your feet in there and you're like, you know what? I did this before, I got ripped off. Well, that's why I'm not asking for a lot, okay? I'm asking for peanuts. And this is the guarantee I'm going to give you. I'll give you $9 back at the end of the week. I don't need your $9. You know, if it doesn't work out for you, don't move forward. That's all. All right. And like I also told you, I'm going to throw you my book. Okay. That you can go to Amazon. I just got my royalty check from Wiley, actually. I'm like, why is people buying my book? I'll just give it to you for free. You know what I mean? I'm looking for traders. I don't make money on a book. Book's a waste of time, waste of money. But I, you know, they was forced to do it. They said, Fausto, there hasn't been a good day trading book since the Soz Bandit book that came out. So go out there. No problem. I'll just give it to you. PDF version, you can enjoy it. So all this for $9, just take your phone and scan it. Now, as a bonus, like I said, I'm also going to do a free coaching class. The reason why I do this is because I want to make sure you know what you guys are doing, okay, you fellow traders. I want to make sure that we have a conversation. Right now, you're here because you're interviewing all of us. And let me tell you, there's some great presenters, and you're really going to need to buy a little bit of everyone's stuff, okay? And you should. Because you're going to need more than one mentor and you're going to have to find which one works out better than others. You know, what's your style? Maybe you don't like my style. Maybe I'm too abrasive. Maybe you don't like that I told you to quit trading because you couldn't figure out the chart was meant up or down. I mean, listen, that's just how I am because I've been doing this for 30 years. I've seen people lose millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands, blow up their accounts for ignorance. And if you think trading, you know, if you think trading education is expensive, try ignorance. So go out there, try a little bit of everyone's stuff and go from there. Now, what I'd like to do right now is if anyone has any questions, feel free to just put it in the chat room. I'll be happy to answer them. What price after the first week? Listen, I'm not charging you anything. Don't worry about the next week. Worry about this week, okay? Worry about this $9. Listen, if I could teach you how to be a six-figure trader, does it matter if you paid a few $1,000? Doesn't matter. That's not important right now. What's important now is here you are, you're going to be coming in a trading room with a 12-time champion, very well known in the industry, and just go from there and see how it works. The worst thing that could happen is that you find out it's not for you. That's all that matters. Now, a couple of the questions did come that I get all the time that people always ask me is like, when can I start? So I recommend you start immediately, but if it doesn't work for you, you'll start on Monday. Listen, every one of you are going to be talking to my education advisors. Immediately, you are going to get a phone call to book an appointment with our educators to kind of do a walkthrough with you because we want to make sure that you get the most experience. I'm very big when it comes to customer service. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to make sure you know what you're doing. And I want to make sure that you get the best experience as possible because the last thing I want to do is you go into this trading room and you're going to be like, I don't know what the hell's going on. This sucks, you know, and, end the story. You're here because you know you want to do it. You want to be successful at it. So we want to give you the best experience as possible. How much money do I need to trade? That's another one. $9, that's all you need. Forget about how much money you need. Don't worry about that right now. That's the least of your problems. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry. You're not going to go into the restaurant business without working at a restaurant first. Like, wow, that guy makes so much money. Look at this. I'm spending. I wish I had owned this restaurant. That's a great entrepreneur. That's why you're in this business. But don't you think you should have someone show you first? Because remember, it's not about the winners. It's about the losers. You know, it's about the losers. How many of you here own a business and hired an employee? And like, oh, I finally think you found one. Do you know what takes 50 resumes? Or maybe, no, it takes more than that. It takes 50 employees until you find one good one that works for you. You know, sometimes they're too nice. Sometimes they're too bad. Sometimes they don't get it. Maybe it's not their style. Maybe they're good at there, but they're not good for you. But you got to go out there. But you just can't say, I'm going to open up my own business, do it myself. Does not work that way. Question from Julie here says, if you're not great at technical, is it not recommended to be a trader? No, that's not true. It's not more technical. You don't have to be technical. It is very important to be more aggressive, you know, to be able to know math. Listen, that's another thing I don't want to have an issue with. When I first started, thank God we went to decimals. But before, maybe some of you remember the fractions, I had to teach people this. I had to teach him the fractions, the decimals. This actually is our cyber mouse clock that we have. It's the number one bestseller at Cybertrain University. It tells you when the best times and worst times to trade. But, you know, imagine this being a fraction, you know, telling you people, oh, you know, eighth, quarter spreads, all that. That was a disaster. So as long as you could add, you're fine. Okay, that's it. But there are stocks that are faster than others. All right. Any other questions? John, thank you very much. I appreciate the vote of confidence. I just got your trial. I saw you early register. Welcome aboard. Who else I got here? Norway, I think that's your name. I hope I didn't mess it up. From Chicago, welcome aboard. I see a few people coming in. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Any other questions? I know we got our next presenter coming in here that's going to be talking. I don't want to take too much time away from her. Listen, you got a couple of minutes. I'll let you guys go. Do your homework, okay? But just remember, everyone, you have to learn before you can earn. You don't have to spend, you don't have to go crazy on it, but don't think you're going to learn on your own. You think, like I said, you think education's expensive, try ignorance, okay? But the big thing is, it's not about the winners. You got to learn how to control the loser. That's a big thing. Could you repeat what you said earlier about the using level four? Could it be used for only stocks? No, it can be used for Forex trading. I mean, futures trading, cryptocurrency, swing trading, okay? Be used for those. Absolutely. All right, fellow traders. Listen, thank you very much. Dave, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure. It was great meeting up with you in Vegas for the affiliate party, and look forward to seeing you again. Thanks everybody for listening. Listen, stick around. Got a lot more presenters coming in, and the more you learn, the better you get at it. Thanks everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day.